Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Jose Tartabull. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Jimenez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jerry Walker. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Green for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher takes first base on ball four. Rollins moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Seaborn reaches third base with a triple. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green, who is chasing the ball. Charles reaches third base with a triple. Seaborn scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Cimoli reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops it up and throws to first, with Walker covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-1 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 0-for-1 in the game. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-1 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a line drive into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-1 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Seaborn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cimoli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaborn scores. Charles moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Askew reaches second base with a double. Charles scores. Cimoli goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Sadowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to third. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser bunts towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Askew scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Ted Sadowski. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Georges Miranda now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-2 in the game. Jimenez hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rollins moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-for-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cimoli strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 2 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty moves to second. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Jimenez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks pinch hits for Georges Miranda. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball towards center. Tartabull settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Tartabull. Batty moves to third. Allen moves to second. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 3 in the game. Green hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rakow now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 3 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez is 0-for-3 in the game. Jimenez hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco now playing left field. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-3 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Lee Stang. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rakow fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.